I'm so happy to see all my friends. Narottam Prabhu, Siddhi, Namachintamani Mataji, Sunita Babi, and Vrindavan Bihari Prabhu. I wish I could have joined you all for the feast that you must have prepared, because Mother Ashavigra also loved nice prasadam. And
Mataji, please wait.
Okay. So I don't know what to say after Ranshaw Prabhu, because I feel he just expressed everything about Mother Ashavigra. Because that is truly what makes her stand out, well, amongst so many other of her qualities, is her surrender and service to her spiritual master. As Ranshaw said, she never wanted to take anything from him, and she only wanted to give. And actually, that was her mood also towards other devotees. She wasn't one of those devotees who only, you know, was completely dedicated to the guru but didn't have time or compassion for other devotees. She really served everybody, from young to old. She really had equal vision, in the sense that she had no prejudices or judgments towards anybody, and just try to bring everybody onto a soul level, as Ranshaw said, and then bring them to surrender and service to Guru and Krishna. And she never did anything in half measures. Whatever she did, whether it was to make a salad or to draw something or paint something, any service she did with her best full attention, to the best of her ability, and she spared no effort, she spared no cost when it came to money, and she always just gave 100%, more than 100%. And that inspires me very much in my service. I feel whatever I have learned about devotional service, actually most of it or much of it I've learned from Ashavigra. So just try and give yourself to the service of the Vaishnavas and the Guru, and work hard and not, you know, be too mundane about it, but actually give yourself wholeheartedly. And she was a very fun person to be around. She had a great sense of humor. Often we would sort of just make fun about the things we would see in India, not at the expense of India, which we both loved, but just, you know, it was just, you know, it was a big adventure. Living in India can be a big adventure, and, you know, we really had a wonderful time, and we both loved the culture and the food and everything. And but as Ranshaw said, she also struggled to get the property in Vrindavan. You know, she bought it from Keelan, and then while she went back to South Africa, he again sold it to somebody else. And she found that out when she was in South Africa. Then she went back to India and actually had to collect money all over again to buy the property or to buy another property, which was then where she eventually built the house for Guru Maharaj, well, for herself, and then upstairs for Guru Maharaj. And she was very clear that she wanted that house to be for her spiritual master and his godbrothers also to come and be able to visit and stay there afterwards. So I just count the time that I was with Mother Ashavigra as a very, very blessed and fortunate time in my life. I feel very, very privileged to have known her as a friend, as a god sister, and she also acted as a mother to me, and I acted as a nurse to her, and, you know, it was just a very special time in my life. And after that, everything else in some ways have kind of paled, you know, because living in Vrindavan is just the ultimate, and then, you know, being in the association of so many great devotees who gathered around Mother Ashavigra was also just the most wonderful experience. So I always hope that we can all be reunited again in eternal Vrindavan, and just all serve Guru and Krishna together eternally. And I really miss all of you. Hari Priya, I can see you. And missing you all. Wish I was there with you in Bombay. And hope to see you soon. Hare Krishna. Well, we have Sita Devi from Bombay here. So we have a special bit of Bombay energy here in our room today.
So, I'm feeling very happy to see Bombay devotees. I was missing Bombay actually.
And thank you for having this wonderful program. And I hope next year we can all be together. One thing also that I remembered that a devotee said, one year, the first year after Mother Acha Vigraha passed away and we had a gathering like this for her in Vrindavan, one of my god sisters, Jamuna Dasi, who is married to Achyuta, she made a comment that I thought was very profound, and she said that sometimes while we're together in our lifetimes, while we're all alive, we find so much faults and we criticize and we don't always see the good in other devotees. But when they pass away, we, do a lot of glorification, and then we see only the good and we don't see anything else. And that's wonderful, but we should also learn to see the good and to glorify devotees and to really look for the good even when we are all together, and it's a little bit more difficult, but we should try to do that. Mother Acha Vigraha did that. She really always looked for the good in others, and she magnified that. And that's like the mentality of the bees. They search for the nectar, and then they make it even sweeter. So she was like that, and I also want to try to be like that. So it's easy in the association of all of you, but it's not always that easy. So please bless me.